Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up? What's up? Happy Sunday, y'all. It is Sunday, January 14th. I know some of y'all are like, really, Mike? You're talking about Gotham now? Yes, I have two little ones here, and it's hard to talk one of my favorite TV shows with a three-year-old running around going, hey, let me sit on your lap. Let me sit on your lap. Come with me. Come and play Play-Doh. Come outside. Come on. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Yeah, he's just not into Gotham yet. I've tried. Trust me. I've tried. Every time he watches Gotham with me and he sees the fight scenes, he wants to fight me. So that's a plus. But then once it stops fighting, he leaves the room. And I can't just let my three-year-old just run off by himself. I know I can, but I shouldn't, but I don't. And then we have a two-month-old. So go figure. Yeah. So I'm finally catching up. November 16th episode, episode 9, season 4, Let Them Eat Pie. This was a good episode, y'all. I really enjoyed this one. I enjoy all of them. The beginning, holy smokes! Wasn't that crazy intense? Bullock giving Jim a talk to, grabbing his stuff and leaving. I hate seeing them two fight, man. For real, man. They make such a great team, and Bullock better come back, and it better work, and... let's see what else I did right here on here. I like Professor Pig. I do like him. I think he's funny. I think he's creative in how he kills people. He's smart. I like the dude. Let's see here. Oh, this was the episode. Alfred talking to Bruce, reminding him about, you know, that day was the day they went camping and the rock on top of this. And Bruce is being a little shit. And he finally kind of opens up to Alfred, telling him, you know, he killed, you know, Roz and all that stuff and everything else. And his feelings are all messed up. But still, he's being a dick. Like, what the hell did Alfred do? And I get it, kind of, sort of. It's just, he's being a little shit. Oh. First time I wanted to punch Bruce in the butt cheek, twice. Like, one of those, not even, you know, I don't even want to punch him. I wanted to knee him. You know how when you get kneed in the thigh, you're like, oh, that was good, but yeah. I can't walk. That's what I want to do. Like twice to Bruce. He better wake up. He's starting to piss me off. He's being a dick to Alfred. So all that part there was just, when he leaves him in the, that was just effed up. And then he says like, hey, pick up my shit. Like really? Professor Pig crashes Sophia's charity dinner and makes everybody eat homeless pie, which was hilarious when that rich dude was like, well, they're just homeless. Who cares? And Penguin's like, wham! Fork in the head or a knife. I don't know what it was, but it was awesome. Awesome. I love it when Penguin loses it, except when he killed Headhunter. I wasn't happy with that. But that whole scene there, the whole tit-for-tat with Penguin and Professor Pig, and then when Professor Pig stabs freaking Sophia's hand, I'm like, holy crap balls. But that was all good. Of course, you know Jim's going to knock him out, and he did. And then we get Penguin getting hiring Martine, a little orphan kid, to be a spy, a ninja. And then Martine gives him some advice, not advice, but some intel that these two were kissing. So Penguin's really pissed off because he had just told Sophia, don't dog me again. Like, don't do that. Like, I'm trying to be a friend. And Sophia's just had this master plan. She's just awesome and hot at the same time. But that's it, man. I mean, this was another good episode. I mean, I think probably my favorite part of this entire episode had to have been the story that Alfred tells Bruce about how he met his dad. I thought that was... And then he's still a shit! He leaves him, man! But that was probably my favorite part. That was... I mean, Alfred and Bruce have had some really intense, good scenes together this season. And he's just being a shit! And he's... Remember, hello! That he stabbed Alfred and he felt shitty about it. Hello, where are those feelings, Bruce? But yeah, another great episode. So if you want to hear more of my reactions of episodes that I've done, you can check out iWatchMike.com is my blog. iWatchMike.com, my Snapchat's there, my Instagram, my Twitter, Facebook, all of it's there. If you go to the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. Go on there and you can see all the shows. But like I've been saying, with two kids now, for 2018, I'm going to start... I know I record a lot, but I'm going to have to start writing some and then recording. So it's just going to be a little bit, I don't know. I haven't decided. Hopefully Gotham makes the cut. Gotham might be one of those where I just watch it and then I write my little feelings on Twitter or my blog. But I just hate being late with you guys. And then you guys are like, we already know this, Mike. We already watched it. You're late. Dumb, dumb. I'm like, I know. So that's it, people. Everybody have a great weekend. I'm going to keep going. I'm trying to get the mid-season finale before I have to go to work. But other than that, yeah, have a great Sunday. And coming up, more Gotham. Oh, don't forget, Talking Gotham on iTunes and audioboom.com. All right, people. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.